WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Finally, it's the first unofficial weekend of summer, Friday, May 25th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
I'm Patrick Labrie in for Eric Scott this morning. Charges filed against the school bus driver in last week's deadly crash as a community comes together to mourn. Yacht rocked. A North Jersey high school's prom is cut short when two boats collide. President Trump pulls out of the North Korea summit. We're gathering reaction from around the globe, and we have everything you need to know to get your holiday weekend underway. In sports, Mets shut out the Brew Crew. Rangers introduce new head coach David Quinn. Angels rookie phenom Shohei Ohtani invades the Bronx tonight, but will only hit, not pitch, this weekend against the Yanks. The details are coming up. Now New Jersey's First Weather meteorologist Dan Zarrow going to stay dry to start the weekend today?
Well, for today, yeah, we've got another summer-like day underway with sunshine ahead. It's going to be dry and very warm today, huh? It's reaching into the mid to upper 80s. It'll be a few degrees cooler at the shore, but we may hit 80 at the beaches. Now, differences from yesterday. It's going to be a couple degrees warmer, a few extra clouds building in this afternoon, and it will be a bit windier today. Southwest breeze up to 20 miles an hour. That southwest breeze, the blast furnace wind, keeping the warm air on top of us. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 60s. Hot and humid tomorrow, highs 85 to 90 inland, but 70s at the beaches. Increasing clouds, leading to showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow afternoon and evening. Scattered rain in the forecast for Sunday as well. Not a washout, but it will rain occasionally. Cloudy, cooler, highs in the 70s. Drying out a bit for Memorial Day Monday, just an isolated shower chance. Still lots of clouds with highs again in the 70s. Right now, Monmouth Beach 62, Pensauken 61, and Westfield 62.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502. Topping our news this hour, hundreds of people in Paramus continue to mourn the deaths of a teacher and a student as the school bus driver charged for causing the fatal accident is scheduled to appear before a judge today. Last night at a vigil, Eastbrook Middle School Principal Thomas Lobieu led students in song.
We need a friend to carry you.
Last Thursday was the toughest day of my life. And all these people here tonight just goes to show you how much love there is in this place.
51-year-old Jennifer Williamson Kennedy and 10-year-old Miranda Vargas were killed last week when their school bus collided with a dump truck. Driver Huddy Muldrow is currently being held in Morris County on two counts of reckless vehicular homicide. Meanwhile, last night on the Hudson River, Weehawken High School students may be getting a second prom after their first attempt was nearly sunk. No injuries were reported when the Cornucopia Destiny yacht carrying the senior prom collided with a second boat from the same cruise line. A mother of one student is just happy her daughter is all right.
Oh, I was very concerned because I didn't know nothing. Of course, I was scared, but now I'm okay.
Weehawken Superintendent Robert Zywicki tweeted that the students were checked by medical technicians, were fed, and then brought to the Weehawken Elks Lodge, where they partied until midnight. Zywicki also said via Twitter that every effort will be made to hold another prom before graduation. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We are going to have another sunny, dry, very warm day. A few extra clouds will build in this afternoon. Southwest breeze up to 20 miles an hour. Highs for the daytime hours, mid to upper 80s. Few degrees cooler at the shore. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, hot and humid. Increasing clouds. And we have a chance of an isolated shower in the morning, and then showers and thunderstorms will become likely in the afternoon and evening. Highs 85 to 90 inland, 70s at the beaches, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Just an isolated shower chance Memorial Day. Complete details straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, your primer on how the Garden State is preparing to kick off summer. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Dominski and Doyle.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Double D, what's not to like?
Yeah, that's what you like.
Weekday afternoons 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 507. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back in about 7 minutes with your holiday weekend commuter weather. And as we start the Memorial Day weekend, we do have an air quality alert to let you know about. Code orange in Central Jersey today on account of the summer-like heat. Sensitive groups, of course, include children, those suffering from asthma and heart disease, and the elderly. Some extra patrols, as you might know, on Jersey roads this holiday weekend. Police specifically watching out for distracted, drunken, and aggressive drivers. Six fatal crashes happened last Memorial Day weekend, at least two with alcohol or drugs involved. Jersey Homeland Security officials have launched a new effort to keep you safe when you head down the shore this long weekend and all summer long.
The Secure the Shore initiative focuses on public and law enforcement awareness, reporting, and information sharing. Monmouth County Counterterrorism Coordinator Guy McCormick says if you see anything out of place or suspicious on the beach or boardwalk, report it right away.
In this day and age, with the terrorism that's taken place overseas and in this country, people have to be aware of their surroundings at all times. It is not 40, 50 years ago.
Unfortunately, says McCormick, staying vigilant has now become a normal part of our everyday lifestyle. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
World reaction pouring in on President Trump's decision to cancel the much-anticipated summit between the U.S. and North Korea. Japan says it understands the choice Trump made. Singapore regrets the cancellation. North Korea is leaving the door open for future talks. Harvey Weinstein expected to turn himself in today in Manhattan to face charges related to at least one of the many women who've accused the big shot producer of sexual assault. This is the first criminal case against Weinstein. He has denied having non-consensual sex. We're hearing eyewitness accounts of Thursday night shooting at an Oklahoma City restaurant. This woman says she and a friend had just sat down for their meal when they heard the sound of gunfire.
It was complete chaos. You know, I mean, I think people were trampling people to, like, get out of there. I mean, people were scared, you know?
Officials say a white male suspect entered a place called Louie's around dinner time with a handgun and opened fire. Two people were wounded and an armed civilian shot the suspect, killing him. For the second time this month, a girl has fallen out an open window of an apartment in Newark. The four-year-old in this latest incident was last reported in critical condition after tumbling four stories. A six-year-old died after falling three stories while playing with friends. The water is safe and ready for visitors at New Jersey's beaches this Memorial Day weekend. Coastal surveillance flights started Monday and water sampling started 1 week prior.
Despite several days of rainfall, which is typically to blame for heightened bacteria levels in the water, there are no advisories or closures listed for New Jersey's beaches. Catherine McCabe, acting commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, says the quality of our coastal waters is excellent.
Last year, our beaches were within the standards 97% of the time from the almost 4,000 samples that were taken.
Beach closures occur when the water posts consecutive days of bacteria levels exceeding state standards. In Asbury Park, Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Final passage was set for Thursday, but it didn't go through. We're talking about that bill that would end child marriages in New Jersey. The measure is now the focus of a last-minute objection by some in the Orthodox Jewish community asking for religious exceptions. The nearly $300 million restoration of New Jersey's State House that began almost a year ago is proceeding according to plan, though is now scheduled to be completed in 2022.
When Governor Chris Christie announced the project in late 2016, he indicated it would be completed in 2021, although other information around that time portrayed the timeline as 4 to 5 years. In the last year, wall partitions and drop ceilings have been gutted, exposing some architectural details for the first time in decades. Raymond Arcario of the New Jersey Building Authority says the next round of environmental remediation starts next week.
Everything is on schedule, and in terms of our budget calculations and our estimates, we are operating underneath our budget.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Ed Fortune, the NJ weed man, is free from jail after a jury found him not guilty of witness tampering charges yesterday.
After a 2016 marijuana bust at his Trenton restaurant, Ed Fortune asked his social media followers to identify the man who informed Trenton police of the drug sales. A superior court judge found that action put the informant's life in danger and ordered Fortune to stay behind bars until the witness tampering trial was resolved. A second witness tampering charge was added when the informant's family revealed they had received letters from Fortune attacking the informant. Two juries determined that Fortune didn't break the law on paper or online, so he was released from jail yesterday. He will still stand trial for the original drug distribution charges. Danielle LaBerson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 5:12. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says dry today. Rain will start to come in, showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. They'll continue Sunday and then maybe just an isolated shower chance for your holiday. On Monday, he'll have the extended look at the forecast and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow is back. And Dan, not a perfect holiday weekend.
No, but not a washout either. We will have some spots of brightness and summer-like weather for this unofficial start of summer. Lots of parades and Memorial Day ceremonies going on this weekend, too. There will be some raindrops to avoid, but not constantly. Today looks great. Sunny, dry, very warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Humidity will be manageable today. It'll be a few degrees cooler at the shore, but we may still hit 80 at a lot of the beaches today. A few extra clouds this afternoon, a little breezier than yesterday. Partly cloudy tonight, lows fall into the 60s, and tomorrow a steamy start to the holiday weekend with highs 85 to 90 for most of the state. Tomorrow we will get that sea breeze kicking in, which pushes temperatures down to the 70s at the beaches. Just watch out for increasing clouds leading to showers and thunderstorms. That'll become likely through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. And scattered rain in the forecast for Sunday. Again, not a washout, but cloudy and cooler, highs in the 70s. Memorial Day Monday actually is trending drier, just an isolated shower chance now. Still cloudy, though, highs again in the 70s. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. Charges filed against the school bus driver in last week's deadly crash as a community comes together to mourn. Yacht rocked. A North Jersey high school's prom is cut short when two boats collide. In sports, Mets shut out the Brew Crew. Rangers introduce new head coach David Quinn. And Angels rookie phenom Shohei Ohtani invades the Bronx tonight, but will only hit, not pitch, this weekend against the Yankees. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
I like that you can just call in and say what you have to say.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Looking good out there. Feeling comfortable with temperatures around 60 to start. We'll see highs today mid to upper 80s. Getting warm out there. Just a few degrees cooler at the shore. It'll be mostly sunny with a southwest breeze up to 20 miles an hour today. New Jersey First News Time still 5:19.
Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Friday morning, meteorologist Dan Zarrow back right after the bottom of the hour with a look at your holiday weekend weather. Are your kids at risk? Many Jersey parents may be shocked to learn their young son or daughter may have a communication disorder they're not even aware of.
Diane Paul of the American Speech-Language Hearing Association says a new study finds the number of kids with a problem understanding, speaking, reading, or writing is higher than many thought.
11% of children between the ages of 3 and 6 years have a speech, language, voice, or swallowing disorders, and almost 15% of school-aged children have some degree of hearing loss.
She adds parents need to pay attention and trust their instinct if they suspect a problem instead of just hoping it will go away. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Federal forecasters are out with their predictions for the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, which begins June 1st. Things could get rough.
That could mean as many as 10 to 16 tropical storms. The average is 12 and a possible 5 to 9 hurricanes. NOAA hurricane forecaster Jerry Bell says,
we're expecting a near normal or above normal season. That's a fair amount of activity.
But Bell says at this point, there's no way to accurately predict how many may hit the Garden State.
Atlantic Coast residents need to start getting prepared for the hurricane season now.
And NOAA is touting improved hardware and computing over the past year in an effort to more accurately predict the path of storms. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Monmouth Park Racetrack would have made $139 million in revenue since November 2014. A lawsuit claims had the four major sports leagues and the NCAA not acted in bad faith, according to the suit, to bar the track from offering sports betting at that time. Those bets will soon be legal. State Senate President Steve Sweeney is calling on every state in the country to reject so-called integrity fees in conjunction with the legalization of sports betting. He's talking about something the NBA wants to do, recoup part of the money states take in. Bad news for millennials living in the Garden State. New Jersey ranks as the 32nd best state for millennials to live in, according to a WalletHub study. The study looked at affordability, quality of life, education, health, and civic engagement.
New Jersey's in a tough spot here because New York and Pennsylvania, its neighbors, rank pretty highly. Both are in the top half here.
New Jersey ranks 42nd in affordability and 40th in civic engagement. 1 in 4 Americans won't go on vacation this summer because they can't afford it, according to a new survey from Bankrate.com. If you're looking to get away but not break the bank, you have plenty of options in the Great Garden State.
You can pack a week's worth of fun into one day at any of Jersey's seaside resorts if you put your mind to it. Atlantic City and the Wildwoods are among the spots with free beach access. If it's not a vacation without an overnight stay, New Jersey Tourism Industry Association President Vicki Clark says you can spot midweek specials this summer, even at the shore.
Many hotels have a lot of vacancies during the week and offer 2-, 3-, 4-day specials.
Clark adds camping is always a family-friendly, affordable option.
Anywhere from tent camping, if you have your own equipment, to just pull up in your car and you can rent a cabin.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
525 on New Jersey's First News. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Dry today, but it's not going to stay that way for the rest of the weekend. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. And also coming up at 530, a vigil in Paramus and some scary moments on board a senior prom yacht. Business News is next.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays,
wake up with Alexa
and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
528 on New Jersey's First News. As we check business, Asian stock indexes were mostly lower Friday as investors factored in fresh geopolitical uncertainty following the abrupt cancellation, as you heard earlier in the newscast, of a meeting between the U.S. and North Korean leaders. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bischow is at the editor's desk, digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hockman, with programming support from Ann Grass.
New Jersey 101.5.